On the 3rd day of October, Halloween gave to me 3 haunted mirrors, 2 monster houses, and a fog that makes it hard to see. Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back to day 3, October 3rd, of the 31 days of Halloween here at Legion Podcasts. I, of course, am Legion Podcasts. No, I'm Bo Ranstall. I'm the editor-in-chief of Legion Podcasts, but this list is mine, even though I am saying that it is the channel's. There are plenty of hosts who will probably disagree with me, but, you know, that's why I run shit. So, first of all, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in. People have been really great about, talking about these movies and just embracing the season, right? That's what all this is about, ultimately, is Halloween comes but once a year, and I intend to make the most of it this year. So, day 3, we had our fog, right? We had our monster houses, and then I wanted to not correct course, because that makes it sound like Monster House was a mistake. It clearly was not. But I did want to shift back into a scarier film. And I got to tell you, folks, Oculus scares the shit out of me. It is one of the few movies of the past, 20-ish years that I can look back on. Like, Wreck is probably on that list, right? Movies like that where it does something to me, man. There is a vibe to the movie. There is a creepy tone. The visuals are so good and juicy. I love everything about it. Oculus, of course, 2013 is when this movie came out. It was directed and written by Mike Flanagan, written along with a guy named Jeff Howard. And it stars Karen Gillan, of Doctor Who fame, as a young lady named Kaylee Russell. Her brother is played by Brenton Thwaites, and Brenton Thwaites plays Tim Russell. He is getting out of the crazy house, the giggle factory, the booby hatch. he is getting out because when they were kids, it turns out that a horrible tragedy befell them. He killed his father and was put in a psychiatric home. As he is released, he believes he is cured now. He is ready to re-enter society with the help of his sister, who has reached out to him. And what we learn in the film very quickly is that Karen Gillan's character does not believe that her brother is bananas in any way, shape, or form. What she believes is this mirror that they got when they moved into this house was haunted, and it created a situation in which the mother dies, the father is killed by the son, and poor Karen Gillan is left to kind of deal with the aftermath of all this. So what she does in the setup of the movie is, upon his release, Karen Gillan has tracked down the mirror and has brought it back to the house that she and her brother grew up in. And she is going to destroy this mirror once and for all. And so the movie is told in parallel timelines, in which Karen Gillan and her brother are at first trying to determine if this mirror really is haunted. Karen Gillan believes it is. The brother thinks that it was all like a shared psychosis. So she has to first prove to him, hey, this mirror really is haunted, and now we've got to destroy it without it destroying us first. And the other timeline is them as children, and you get the story of what happened on that tragic night in which, you know, all these people died. So what is really great about Oculus, first of all, the parallel timeline stuff works really well in the film. It is doled out in just the right amount, so you never feel completely bored in one timeline or another. Like, as soon as you're like, okay, let's get back to, you know, let's get back to the present, or okay, let's, you know, you're dropping some little breadcrumbs here, let's get to a flashback so we can see what the hell you're talking about. All that stuff is paced and arranged very well. Mike Flanagan's great at that stuff. Haunting of Hill House is another great example. Not on this list this season, just fair warning. Mike Flanagan will appear on this list, but not with the television version of Haunting of Hill House. So the timeline stuff is done really well. The performances are really good. I'm kind of in the bag for Karen Gillan. I did like her a lot on Doctor Who. I like her in the Marvel movies. You know, I'm a fan. What can I say? She cues a bug's ear and quite a good actress. Although she's got some really severe bangs in this movie that are oftentimes distracting in a way that I am not normally distracted in a movie by, you know, people's hair. Anyway, doesn't matter. The father and mother in the flashbacks are played by Rory Cochrane, who was the stoner from Dazed and Confused, and he's really good as the father in this. He starts off kind of, you know, friendly and nice and then becomes completely malevolent. He's quite good. And Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica fame, like that's her big claim to fame, right, is being Starbuck in Battlestar. And she's really good in this too. Like she has to play a woman who is incredibly insecure about her looks. And Katie Sackhoff, of course, is a beautiful woman. But she does a great job of feeling insecure and sort of the weight of age and whether or not she's appealing to her husband. And the thing that's great about Oculus is all this stuff is kind of under the surface. There's never really a direct conversation between characters about some of this stuff, but you totally understand what the dynamics in this relationship are. It's really, really good writing. And better yet, okay, here's why Oculus scares me. The whole idea of Oculus is this mirror is sentient, right? It basically feeds. And one of the ways that they determine whether or not the mirror is sort of awake is that they put plants near the mirror. And so depending on how the status of these plants, the more dead the plants are, the more powerful the mirror is and its reach, its influence is growing. And at one point they even get a dog because they talk about how the mirror eats a dog. You don't see any of this stuff. The mirror haunting is kind of represented partially by some illusions and things like that are happening to these characters where they don't quite know what's real sometimes. And sometimes that stuff can be real messy. But again, I think it's handled real well here. But the real representation of the hauntings is in these kind of silver-eyed ghosts that are very creepy, including Kate Siegel as the Marisol, the ghost, what is sort of the focus of the haunting. And of course, Kate Siegel played Theo in The Haunting of Hill House and is Mike Flanagan's wife. Also was incredible in Hush. Which was the movie that he also wrote and directed, in which I think she co-wrote that as well. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're not talking about that movie right now. We might talk about it later. Not this year. Never mind. Forget all of this. I wish I had one of those Men in Black things for the ears where I could just pew. I could edit it out, but I won't do that. Yeah, but she was incredible in Hush, and she plays sort of the main ghost in this. Kate Siegel does. But... like, it's really a horrible movie. Like, it's kind of mean-spirited. There's a lot of shit in this movie that happens that you're like, man, that's terrible. The fates of these characters is just the worst. Also, I mentioned this elsewhere. We had talked about Oculus in Podcast Under the Stairs in that Facebook group maybe or something where I had mentioned to Duncan recently that I had watched Oculus. Surprise, surprise, I was watching it for this. And the thing about Oculus is that it does get to a place that frightens me because of the horrible shit that happens. And then when he saw it, he was like, oh my God, this movie is kind of terrifying. And I was like, yeah, it's really gnarly. Like, there's stuff that happens. Like, it's weird that this movie is strangely bloody in a way that I didn't remember. Not all the time. It's not a Fulci movie or anything, but when it gets gnarly, it gets gnarly. Yeah, it just, like, it's got a real bummer of an ending. Slight spoilers, but you kind of see where it's headed, and it's just terrible. Pointing about the Facebook group, though, that conversation I had with Duncan was that I was telling him this has one of the best expository scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Kind of right up there with Poltergeist in terms of, hey, we're going to lay out the real estate of this house and introduce you to all the characters and stuff like that by the doll going through the house. It's still one of my favorite things ever in movies. This gives the backstory of the mirror via Karen Gillan reciting the crimes of the mirror to some cameras that are set up. It's her, you know, like holding up pictures of victims and saying like, hey, this woman died in a bathtub of dehydration. You know, shit like that. And all the timers that they've got set up in the house to remind them to eat and to drink water and stuff, because the house will make them forget. And the next thing you know, they're all wasted away and, you know, dead in a closet somewhere. So yeah, it's a great haunted movie. It's one of those movies that I'm so enthusiastic about. It's hard to discuss without just saying like everything about this movie is great, but it kind of is great. Everything about the movie I really, really like. It's one of my favorite movies of the 2010s. Like next year, we're going to be talking about this movie in the summer series, no doubt. And, you know, I hope it makes it. I think it's a real contender to be like a top 10 of the decade, quite frankly. I think it's a fantastic movie. I think it's well acted. The young actress who plays the younger version of Karen Gillan, whose name is Annalise Basso, she's terrific in it. She's gone to do a bunch of TV and movies and stuff. It's just such a quality film. It's classy, but also has a little bit of bite. And that's the kind of thing I like. I like a sort of a mean-spirited, almost not quite a grindhouse movie, but with those kind of instincts to be a little bit more savage than maybe you need to be. You don't like, you could show restraint, but you don't. I like that, but I also like it kind of hidden. The wolf in sheep's clothing, where everything looks real classy, but then the next thing you know, somebody's chewing on a light bulb. That's the kind of shit I like. If you need to know, if anyone ever asks, hey, what kind of horror movies does Bo like? That's how you describe it. I like it where a movie seems real classy, and then all of a sudden somebody chews on a light bulb and gets all bloody mouthed. That's my shit. And that happens in Oculus. And so if you haven't seen it, do. If you have seen it, and you're looking around for, hey, it's 31 days of Halloween, I got to watch 31 of these movies, what am I going to watch tonight? Look, Oculus is on Hulu right now. Get a free trial and help yourself to some Oculus tonight. So that's it. That is my, Your Honor, the defense rests. Oculus is a fantastic movie. It is worthy of the place on day three of Halloween. And I hope you enjoy it. If you do see it, if you've never seen it before, please drop me a line and let me know. So to that end, remember, if you would like to, let me know what you're watching, let me know what you're decorating, let me know what you're cooking, let me know, how you feel, with this holiday season upon us, you can do all of that by sending an email to Bo, that is B-O, at legionpodcasts.com. Make sure it's plural because there's more than one podcast. So yeah, Bo at legionpodcasts.com, and drop me a line, and I will certainly read and respond to anything that you send me. So look, have a great October 3rd. First of all, it's Saturday. It's the weekend. You got plenty of time on your hands. You can catch up on the movies that we've already talked about. Probably Monster House, because most of you probably never saw that one. And more importantly, you know, we are 27 days away from the movie that we're going to watch on Halloween. And I'm still not going to tell you what it is. You're going to find out Halloween morning. And when you find out, you're going to be like, you know what? That's what I'm watching tonight. So, look, thanks so much. Have a great Saturday. Have a great start to your weekend. Have more than anything, folks, have a spooky weekend. And I'll see you tomorrow Sunday morning, right back here. And we'll chit chat about another movie. So, we'll talk to you then. Bye, everybody.